Moses said to God, "But when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites: I am sent me to you." Well, after hearing that in the first reading, you'd think that Moses would get asked over and over again about knowing God's name. But throughout the rest of the story of the leading of God's people out of slavery, no one ever asks Moses the question he seemed to think he would be asked again and again and again: what is God's name? In fact, the name "I am" gets left right in this reading and does not come up again in the Bible until the Gospel of John. It's incredible. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus uses "I am" and joins it to the images of bread, shepherd, vine, resurrection, when he says, "I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And Jesus uses only those two words for his answer to the question, "Are you the Messiah, the King?" He says, "I am." In fact, Jesus was killed because he said he was "I am," meaning that he was God himself, and that it was blasphemy. Were it not true, they almost had to kill him. It was the rule that the punishment for blasphemy was death. We've come a long way since then. I remember when I taught high school and I would hear someone use the name of God in vain, which is awful. I'd say to them, "What are you doing?" They'd say, "Well, I didn't mean it." I said, "Good, because they used to kill people for that." But we have to be careful about the sacred name of Jesus. You see, in fact, out of the great reverence for the name of God, the Jewish people didn't use the name at all because they were afraid they were going to misuse it. So they had substitute names like "My Lord," Adonai, and "God," Elohim, for the sacred name, or "Yahweh," which meant "I am." So they just said, "We're going to use these other names, and when we use it, we're actually meaning I am," so that they wouldn't stumble and use it incorrectly. Remember learning the attributes of God? Remember that God is all present, all powerful, all knowing, all loving. Those are called the attributes of God. And they seem to make more sense as we describe God with those things than just saying that God is "I am." But we must admit, when it comes right down to it, we have very little understanding of the nature of God. Heck, we have very little understanding of our own nature, humans, let alone the divine nature. Our understanding of God is way beyond the real nature of things, because he is way beyond our big thinking when we think we have him figured out, because we don't. But then Jesus appears and changes everything, because he's the very face of God. But Benedict said, when he was discussing what Jesus brought, because he came 2,000 years ago, you'd think, well, famine must be less war, less suffering. No, actually it seems worse. So what did he bring? And Pope Benedict said, well, he brought God. He brought God into the mess of things, into the nitty-gritty of our lives. That he brought I am to every part of our existence. So every time we cry out the very name of God, Jesus hears and comes every time. So may Lent be a wonderful opportunity for us to grow in our habit of using the holy name of Jesus often throughout our day. Just simply saying his name. In fact, to drive out demons, simply use holy water and the name of Jesus. That's how powerful his name is. It's the holiest name there is. Imagine not knowing his name. And yet, how sloppy we can be with the name of Jesus Christ.